Amazing deals on activewear for all the ways you move are at Nordstrom Rack stores now.
How did I not know Rack has Adidas?
Oh, I love these new Nikes.
I always score at Rack.
Stock up on new gear from the best brands in the game, starting at just $40. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
This episode is brought to you by Opill, the first over-the-counter daily birth control pill available in the U.S. Opill is FDA approved, full prescription strength, and estrogen-free. Plus, there's no prescription needed. Finally, the days of needing a prescription for birth control are over. Opill is available online and at most major retailers. Take control of your health and reproductive journey with Opill. Birth control in your control. Use code BIRTHCONTROL for 25% off your first month of Opill at opill.com.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Okay. I'm going to say something. I want to see what your reaction will be. And I'm just going to, it's going to be a sound, and I want to see if you know. Because this, for some reason, is stuck in my head. So I'm going to go. Ba ha ha.
Ba ba ba.
Ba ha ha. Ba ha ha.
She got a smile that it seems to me reminds me of childhood memories. And everything was as fresh as a bright blue sky.
Thank you, Aisling
Bonner.
Can
I just ask, where did it come from? The bada ba.
Step Brothers.
Excellent. In the car.
Ha ha. And that was.
You happy you got that out?
I am happy I got that out.
Wake up.
Spins Fully Charged.
We play the hits. This is Spin.
You wake up in the morning.
Spin is on.
Good morning.
Morning.
It's the last day of January and it's Friday.
Oh, thank God for that. Welcome to the weekend, everybody.
It's lovely, doesn't it?
Isn't that so nice?
So good. Bridgy banker ahead. Lovely. I have a little bit of sort of trepidation ahead of the bank holiday because I have to do a horrible task today.
Go on.
You might remember a few weeks ago on the show, I was asking for your recommendations on good hills in Dublin.
Yes.
Oh, no.
I do. Is that this weekend?
That's today, yeah. Because I'm training for a marathon and the plan has you doing these hill sprints that I'd never really done before. And we found a very good hill based off people's recommendations.
The amount of recommendations were brilliant.
Oh, so good. I have the full list. I'm excited to go around them again. But we're going to do the same hill as last week. And it's horrendous.
Oh, God, what is it? Is it Bushy Park?
No.
Is it Phoenix Park?
It's in town. So it's actually like when you're coming from the Keys up to Christchurch.
Yes, I know. And under the bridge.
Yeah. But we did one sort of parallel to that someone had sent in. It's called Schoolhouse Lane. And it's like even steeper than like that. Yeah, is it Wine Tavern Street or whatever? Oh my God, it's awful. And we had to do it 6 times last week and we have to do it 8 times today.
Oh.
And genuinely, I thought I was going to have a heart attack.
I ran up there once up the Christchurch Hill to get the bus. I was getting the
I was just about to say, I was like, what are you running for, a bus?
I was like doing like work experience at the forecourt and I had to make this bus back to Terranure and I was cutting it so fine. And I'll never forget, I was like, it was like I was after having a stroke.
It's horrendous.
It's a terrible hill.
Yeah, it just feels so wrong. I'm like, I should be doing the opposite of this.
I should be
running down.
Yeah, running down.
Not up.
Do you run down it or do you run around it?
You kind of run up it really fast and then really slowly track down.
Oh, you do go back down?
Yeah, because you have to then come back up.
But like 8 times and then what, you go home?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. At least there's that. So like 8 times is not that many.
It's a long old hill day.
Like, but you can count to 8 quick. You know?
Yeah, you can. But it's each time is 30 seconds, then you don't go come down and do the whole. Oh, japers.
It's kind of scarlet that you have to do all this in town.
Very embarrassing as well, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people looking on.
Yeah.
I did a 7 mile run yesterday and I'm like, where? Are there not people in your way?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I'm not. I'm a menace to society.
So you come flying it down, there's buggies and people shopping.
I'm like, dodging it.
Being
everyone.
A townie is tough for that.
It
isn't
is.
Give her a beep now if you see her later on.
Yeah, or just shove your buggy in her way.
Yeah, do.
You're on Spin. Welcome to Friday.
Recharged.
Good morning.
Morning.
All is good. It's a massive day today because we are hoping to pay out €175,000 on the cash machine.
Ooh.
Later on today, we'll give you all the information, obviously, that you need to enter on the show soon. But it's a funny one today because they're really stuck in here. You know the way Barry Dunn always makes the cash machine call? It's like his thing.
Yeah. Don't tell me it's not Barry.
It's not Barry.
No. What? I hate when it's not Barry.
Oh,
well, at least it'll be Ray Foley. Yeah, at least we have that.
He's great. Ray Foley would always
it'll be Ray.
In when Barry's away.
Yeah, thank
Ray
God
Foley
for Ray.
Of Today FM fame.
What would we do without Ray?
Problem is, Ray is also off.
What?
No.
Yeah. Derek Quilty.
And then I think normally when that happens, they go to their third person that they go for on this and trust with this. And that's Derek Quilty.
Yeah. Derek Quilty. You can always rely
Spin
on Derek Quilty.
Spin alum.
Spin alum.
He's actually off today as well.
Oh, come on.
Fourth choice. News Talk's Kieran Cudahy.
Kieran Cudahy. Yeah,
very Cudahy. Handsome man.
Gorgeous boy.
Yeah.
Great voice. Don't think he's around today. You're joking.
Do you know what? A lot of men.
Yeah.
A lot of men.
Yeah. So, I got the call up.
You?
Yeah.
You.
Emma Nolan. Fifth choice for the cash machine,
fifth
Emma Nolan.
Choice for the cash machine, Emma Nolan. It's my third opportunity to do such an honourable job today, everybody.
Get in, queen.
Hey, love the women.
And it's really messing up my Friday plans.
Oh, you poor thing.
I know.
You could, it is right in the middle of the day.
You could be giving someone 175,000 euro. That's your plan.
No, see, here's the thing, Dave. You need to understand, right? I am allergic to makeup at the moment. Yeah.
Okay.
Right? Okay.
Just not my, it's so much effort.
January, we're with you.
Yeah, totally. So I need to go home from work today. Have a shower, get ready, get all dolled up because very serious business doing the cash machine call. Put a load of slap on my face. Come in here. Do the cash machine call. It's not a must be won.
Oh, so you could only...
So there's every chance that I could put on and all the slap and it's like five rings and you're like, well, now I'm devastated.
You know, if it's a crap winner as well, they don't really bother posting the video either.
True that, yeah.
So there's two options where you might not get videos.
It's Friday. It's a good idea for me to put a bit of slap on and stop looking like this foot I've just adopted in life. But the problem is, then I got a boxing class. So the slap's got to come back off.
Oh, for God's sake.
And then here's the further problem. I'm picking up my boyfriend Jack from the airport later. So I need to put the slap back on again.
Ah, good night.
It's
That's
a lot
really
of work.
Annoying.
There's a lot of work.
Sounds like a lot going on. I'll do it. Can you imagine that? How are you? You've won money. They hang up immediately.
I'd like us all to come together and just kind of manifest that we get a winner today to make all of this worthwhile for, well, me.
Yeah.
This is not about you. You know, if you win 175,000 euro, you will still not be the happiest person on the phone.
And if you're a crap winner and they don't post the video and I've actually bothered to put slap on my face, then I'll also be very disappointed.
My God, you better whoop.
Yeah. When she says slap, she means makeup, just by the way, if anyone's curious.
All together now. Phone in hand, a hopeful quest for them to win, put to the test.
This is a ChatGPT thing. If ever I seen one.
All together now. We don't know what it is.
Yeah, all together now. All together now, Ash.
I mean all together now in like hopefulness.
Come
course,
on, let's do
course,
it together.
We're with you. We're
let's do it together, Ash.
Five rings, I pray.
A swift embrace.
But fourth rings magic.
Sets the pace.
One, two, three.
The numbers lie.
Fourth rings, the charm. Reaching a high.
Their voice I hear.
A lucky sound. 175,000
euro.
Unbound. They win the prize.
The dream takes hold.
A story whispers. Brave and bold.
I think this is the worst thing we've ever done.
Nearly there.
They did it.
Fortune's favour, shining bright, 175 euro.
Thank you. We worked on that all morning.
I love this show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
So there you go. Emma's doing the cash machine. If you get a call just after 3 o'clock, it'll be Emma. It won't be Barry. Don't be like... Actually, you should just pretend to be Barry Dunn. That'll be funnier.
Yeah. You see, the problem is when it's not Barry, they really do think it's a prank. They always think it's a prank anyway, even when it's Barry.
Yeah, so if the woman's saying it's Barry, it's going to look even shady.
Do you know what I mean?
Hiya, it's Barry here.
All those cash machine details coming your way really soon.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
You're listening to Spin 1038. Hope all is good with you this morning.
Good morning. What's going on? Happy Friday, by the way. Do you know what I've realised in my 29 years of life? People have a lot of comments to make about my life. About, you know, the way I do things. I might do things a little bit differently. Take, for example, how I cooked my food yesterday. And it was meatballs and pasta, and people put it up on... It's actually still up on the official Spin 1038 Instagram.
It's
not the best looking, but
it
was fine.
And it's actually offensive to look at.
It tasted fine. And then I remember, I want to cast your minds back to like a couple of months ago. And I was like, why would you wash a towel? Like a towel that you use after the shower. like you get out of the shower. I don't know about you, but I'm quite good in the shower and I manage to clean my whole body. So when I come out of that shower, I'm very clean.
Mm.
And then I dry myself with the towel. Why would you need to wash the towel?
As you're only explained.
You're only, there's no dirt on it because I'm clean as hell.
I'm not even going to get into this again.
So people had comments about kind of things like that. And I was kind of going, leave me alone. I have lived out of home for 8 years. Now, it's been a very itchy 8 years, but I am alive. I am fine and I am thriving. So I came across this post on Instagram and I was like, okay, great. Surely, you know, this will show me that I'm in the right here. And it has kind of shown me I'm in the right here, but also not at all in any way. This is from a page called Which? WHICH. And the post is, need to know how often you should wash your clothes. And it gives you like the amount of washes or the amount of wears before you should wash it.
Gotcha.
Right? So things like underwear. Okay. How many wears?
One. Obviously just the one.
See, I'd get two out of them.
No, you wouldn't.
That's a lie.
I'd get two out of underwear.
You're lying.
I'd get two out of underwear. Socks?
One.
Yeah, I get one out of socks. That's pretty normal.
You're looking at me in the eye and you're saying that you might wear your jocks for 2 days.
Yeah.
I'd sooner get 2 days out of my socks than my...
No, see, people say that to me. I don't get that.
Okay.
But like, my feet, like I do, like I go walking and stuff like that, so my feet would like sweat, but like down there doesn't sweat.
Let's not.
Okay.
Carry on.
Workout gear.
It depends on how much you've sweated, and then sometimes I wouldn't wash it because I'm like, I'm going to go back tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'd be a little bit of a dirt bird with that now.
Yeah, so I'm gross anyway.
Apparently
yeah.
it's still one use. But I wanted to bring your attention to towels. How often do you wash your towel? How many uses of the towel after a shower?
I would say my hair one would get 3 or 4 goes, and then my body one would probably, if I've like, could be 2. Like, I've tan and all on.
What?
Gross. Yeah.
I'd say we wash the towels once a week, so like maybe 4 showers in a week or whatever.
Right. It says 3 to 5 uses.
3 to 5 uses.
3 to 5 uses, yeah, and then you wash it.
All right, yeah.
Which is crazy because I'd be doing it after 35 uses. So obviously you've got your workout gear, your swimwear and underwear is all one. Apparently, according to this, you know, thing, T-shirt, 1 to 2 uses.
No.
Ridiculous. I've gotten about 15 out of this
I think it depends on the T-shirt. The way sometimes girls' T-shirts can be real grabby. Like they're kind of stuck to your skin.
Yeah.
If I wear deodorant and there's any kind of like, if I sweat at all, then it just is a bit mangy.
Yeah, whereas if some loose ones,
grand.
Now tell me this and tell me no more. Bras, how often are we washing? How many times are we wearing?
I could be doing better with that now, I'd have to say.
God, I could get a good 15 out of it.
15?
I just don't even know.
Honestly, it's not even something that I'd be like, oh, that's the bra I've had on. I just pick up whatever's around.
I know that's bad though, because I think you are supposed to wash that.
2 to 3 wears.
Two to three wears.
Pajamas, 3 to 4.
Three to four
wears.
Yeah, oh, for God's sake.
Ridiculous.
These are made of money.
I'm wearing mine for weeks. Jeans.
Jeans now.
100, yeah. Apparently it's 6 to 10.
I'd never feel the pressure to, unless I've actually dripped something disgusting on them.
Yeah.
Only if I had a stain.
Yeah.
Bed sheets and pillowcases.
I do that weekly now, in fairness.
You're meant to do it once a week. Well done, Emma Nolan.
Oh, we'd be not.
No, I'm minging.
Over a month.
And a jacket.
Over a month!
That's probably it.
Oh, I'd go probably 6 weeks.
Such an ordeal.
Yeah, I'd go probably 6 weeks. And I know, by the way, you listening, you're probably going, Jesus, I bet Dave stinks.
He doesn't.
I really don't.
No, you don't. I'm quite a clean
person. I don't sweat as well, so I don't need to clean.
It's like Prince Andrew.
Yeah. in only one way.
Wow.
In only one way.
And he
way.
Loves pizza.
Finn, it's just gone 7:30. Do you want to win some stuff? Come on, it's Friday.
It's your chance.
We were all kind of saying on the show during the week that we've kind of fallen off the wagon, apart from Ashling, of course. He's training for a marathon, but just in terms of like getting out and doing steps, I'm after completely falling off. So a bit of new motivation would be good by winning something. Health and Harvey Norman are your connected health specialists. We've got tons of prizes to give away every day this week.
They want to prioritise your health and well-being with a huge range of connected health devices to help you stay motivated, manage your stress, improve your sleep and reach your fitness goals, which is all of those things that we all just really, really would like to achieve.
Absolutely. We had a lovely Garmin watch to give away yesterday and another one today, and this is the type one now I'd love because it's for the runners.
Oh, go on.
So it's a Garmin Forerunner 165 smartwatch. That's what you could win today. Emma and Dave, you are doing a rematch of yesterday's fitness challenge.
I was quite happy to just leave it where it was.
I was not. And I will tell you for why. I don't believe believe Emma Nolan did 17 in that quick amount of time.
It was sit-ups was what you did yesterday. Essentially, if you come on, you have to pick a side, and whichever of your people wins, you win the watch.
It's hard not to be trusted, isn't it?
But do you know what? In fairness, I also just want to do 17 in that amount of time. So right. I want to go at your pace. So I want to see you.
I hope Emma does 25 today.
Oh, don't do 25, just do 17.
He literally was like, I don't believe you did that. I don't. Like, that is so mean.
I don't. I think
I won fair and square, I'll have you know.
I'm sure you did, but I think you might have started a little bit earlier.
Oh, wow.
Well, it'll just be more embarrassing for you if you lose twice. So
I will not be losing twice, believe me. I've been practicing.
Oh, I literally was telling my housemate Amber the story last night, and she was like, I bet you he's at home doing sit-ups.
Dead right. Ben, stand on my feet.
If you would like to enter for your chance to win the Garmin Forerunner 165 smartwatch, thanks to Harvey Norman. WhatsApp is the word fitness right now, please. Name and location, 087 711 1038.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Lola Young and Messi, you're listening to Spin, and we want to get you sorted with some fitness stuff with Harvey Norman this week, because they're your connected health specialists and our final prize to go this morning.
Yeah, they want to prioritise your health and well-being. They have a huge range of connected health devices that can help you stay motivated, manage your stress, improve your sleep and reach your fitness goals.
Yeah, we got a Garmin Forerunner 165 smartwatch for you to win today. We got Dylan and Michelle on to play, and we are doing a kind of rematch of our...
Dave's request.
Yeah, I wanted to see, to be honest. Okay,
Dave can't be beaten by a girl, you see.
Yesterday we did a sit-up challenge, and Emma beat me by a good amount, to be fair. And I just don't believe it.
Dave was fuming.
I don't believe it happened.
Producer Callum is like literally the most above board man in the world and counts the same amount I did. But anyway, Dave wants a rematch, so...
Rematch.
Dylan, and as you said, it's Dylan and Michelle standing by. How are you this morning, Dylan?
All good. Just on the way to work.
What do you do, Dylan?
I'm working with a builder as a carpenter.
Good
Very
for you.
Good.
Great
like
job.
Jesus much like himself. Jesus himself.
And any plans for the bank holiday weekend, Dylan?
Not much at this weekend. No.
Just okay. A quiet one.
Yeah.
To celebrate Bridget.
But
are you
taking the days off, or are you working?
On Monday, I'll be off.
Oh, good man, Dylan.
Michelle, what's your plan for the bank holiday weekend?
A few mocks to be corrected.
Your teacher.
Very good.
200 to be exact.
What subject, Michelle? What subject?
Irish and Spanish.
Okay, and you're their teacher,
you linguist.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have a busy weekend ahead.
Listen, here we go, guys.
All right, so to win this Garmin Forerunner 165 smartwatch, Dylan, because you're on line one, you are going to pick either Emma or Dave to win this challenge. They're taking on sit-ups. Emma got the win yesterday. Dave is determined to beat her today. So I'd say it's a tricky decision of who to go with. What do you think?
It is, yeah, it is. I think I'll go with Dave.
Okay, nice one, Dylan. Good choice. Okay. I've been practicing.
All right, we'll go with the girls now. We'll stick with the girls. I won't let
you
down.
With the girls, Emma.
Yeah. Yes. Michelle, you were all trying to.
He's accusing me of being a big liar, and I'm telling you, I'm very square.
Okay, so this is intense now, because we're actually going to put them side by side just to officially verify. That this is all above board. So I'm going to go step on Dave's feet. Producer Callum's going to step on Emma's feet. And I need the two of you, Dylan and Michelle, to cheer as loudly as you can for your teammate. Is that all right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Don't let a man beat you, Emma.
She said, don't let a man beat you, Emma.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Come on, Emma. Don't let a man beat you. Prove him wrong. You won yesterday.
Let's start, yeah, Michelle.
You win again.
All right, save that energy for 3, 2, 1, go.
No, Emma. Don't let him
go. Go on, Dave. Let's go, Dave.
Come on, Emma. Think of it.
Go on, Dave. Let's go. You can do it, Dave.
Don't make a liar out of yourself. Come on. We want 20. Come on. I promise
you. Go on, Dave. You can do it.
Every day, Emma. Come on.
Mind yourself, Dave.
Never mind yourself, Dave. Come on, Emma.
No, I'm giving up.
Come on.
Oh,
do it for the girls.
Don't give up, Dave. Keep going.
Oh, give up, Dave. Time. Don't give up, Emma.
Oh, my goodness gracious. That was a fight to the death.
Oh.
I've no idea what Emma was doing over there, but Dave was absolutely killing it in my corner, I have to say.
Oh, my God. Dylan, I think I did that for you.
I have to say, you guys put here, but
Dave.
Dylan and Michelle, you absolutely slayed. Okay.
Hi, guys.
I have the results for Team Dylan and Dave. And Dave, this time round, you completed 23 sit-ups.
Come on.
Yes.
Wow.
Emma, I can confirm that you completed 20 sit-ups. So a better result than yesterday, but Dave is the winner.
Oh, thank God for that.
Oh, my God, Dylan, you've won yourself that Garmin Forerunner 165 smartwatch.
Lovely.
You're
thanks very much.
You're welcome, Dylan. I'm out of breath for you.
Sorry, Jordan. Sorry,
did
my best.
No problem. Well done, Emma.
Thanks,
see you,
sweetie.
Michelle. Have a great day.
Bye, you too, guys.
Bye. You know what's awful? I hate having to do that for other people and losing. It really makes me sad.
I know.
Like,
it's
poor tough. Michelle deserved that, like, and I let her down.
I feel bad now because Dave's awful smug here now because he just got the
23,
win.
23, baby.
But it 20. Is technically 1-1. In the whole competition.
I'm not doing it again, Ash.
Why don't we just settle it on a rock, paper, scissors? A game that requires no skill, no sweat.
Okay. Best of three or best of one?
Nah, just the best one.
Best one?
Yeah.
Again, scissors,
rock, paper, scissors.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Scissors cuts the paper.
Just do one or three and I'll let you know if you've won. I can't believe you even
so
asked that
rock,
question.
So it's rock, paper, scissors, shoot, okay?
Yeah. And all right. Paper, a scissors, or a rock.
Is that paper, a scissors, and a rock. Is this also a thing you haven't done before?
It's been a while.
Oh, my God.
Here we go.
Okay.
To win... to be the best person in the studio. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
It's two scissors. Dave has scissored Emma's paper.
Yeah! We did scissors both times the first time, by the way.
I hate this place. To look at the smug face all morning.
Oh, it feels good.
Gagging out on spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Key Hill, and remember, on spin with Emma, Dave and Ashing, I know you're always giving me grief about my age and being very ageist towards me on the show, and that's fine. I've started realising that it's totally deserved because, you know the way I have a new laptop?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's my entire personality.
Emer also has a new laptop, and instead of like being unsociable together, hanging out last night on our phones, we were both playing our games on our laptops.
Go on, what games were you playing?
Emer was playing Burger Smash.
And you were playing?
I was playing Crossword Master.
I don't take this the wrong way, but I'm surprised that you know how to play games on your laptop. Because I just would have thought wow. That just wouldn't be something you'd do.
Yeah, but it's Crossword Master. It's not playing like, I don't know, a real game. That just reminded me that every Friday on the show, producer Callum lets me play Cube Crash on my laptop during the show.
Yeah, and I think you played it twice on the show's life.
I haven't done
sorry,
it
wait
ages.
Now. So on Fridays, he gives you a pass to play Cube Crash.
Yeah, like if I do it on like a Monday or Tuesday, like I get a sort of a look. But on Friday, I can do what I want.
How exciting.
Wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up.
Let's go.
Wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up. Full spins, fully charged.
We're spin.
Let's go. Hello there.
Hello.
Hola.
Happy Bridgie Banker weekend.
Yeah, TG. Last day of the month. It's Friday. Shortest quiz on the way. It's all going on. I'd like you to cast your eyes, sorry, to the screen behind me because I have just casted a photo of a beautiful puppy.
You listening, you do the same now.
Yeah. This puppy, I have a story to tell you about this, right? Okay. So my sister has a dog called Ralph and he's a golden retriever.
Ralph is such a great name for a dog.
It's a good name for a dog, isn't it? And they live in the countryside and Ralph has loads of space to roam in the garden and stuff and he has one of those electric kind of collars on so that he doesn't cross the perimeter and he's very good with that. There's never been an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Until obviously he became a big boy and realised that there was a female beagle close by.
Oh, not a female beagle.
Love an old female beagle.
Don't we all?
The dirty devil obviously was happy to take the electric shock for his own. Anyway, we'll get into it. And
for his own needs.
Yeah.
He decided that it was worth.
It was worth getting shocked.
For his future. He wants to be
for
a dad.
His future. And Ralph impregnated. Anyway,
the beagle. That's okay, you can say it.
Ralph impregnated with who?
The beagle.
Oh, is this your neighbour's beagle?
Yeah.
Oh, for God's sake.
So now we have
Ralph, you
puppies.
Dirty dog. Literally.
Half beagle, half golden retriever puppies. There are six of them, guys, and
sorry.
I really want one.
He's gorgeous.
I don't know what to do. This is just one of them. This guy in particular has the face of a golden retriever, but he's white and speckled and has kind of black marks all around his eyes. There's also another one, I think, in the litter. Litter's wrong for a dog.
Yeah. Litter puppy, yeah.
That apparently looks like a Bernese Mountain Dog. He's so little and he's brown and kind of golden retriever-y with
black
paws. What am I going to do? I really want one. Honestly,
can you have one?
Yeah, my landlord's cool with dogs. I just don't know. Do you think I'm ready?
But also, you don't like dogs.
No, I like dogs that are mine.
You like dogs that are yours.
Yeah, I just don't like dogs that move into my house and
unannounced.
Everywhere. Unannounced, exactly, yeah. I can't stop thinking about it, guys.
Spins speed dating. Woo! This Valentine's, we're sending you on the ride of your life. Woo! The gears won't be the only thing shifting as we're sending couples on a date with a little bit of a difference. We're really excited about this. We want to send you speed dating at Mondello Park, Tuesday, 11th of February. Get it? Because speed and dating, Valentine's
Fantastic.
At Mondello, speed.
Yes. Ever.
Dating.
Well, it's cool because we never really do things by the book around here. When you think speed dating, you think singles.
Yeah, yeah.
Not in this case.
No,
not in this house. We are looking for couples, so people who have been together for a while, I suppose, who want a date with a difference and be taken around for a spin around Mondello Park in one of their supercars. Dave and I did this last year, maybe or the year before.
Oh, and it's so good.
So fun.
Dating.
No, we did. Dave and I went dating and it was so fun.
In Mondello Park.
No, we did the supercar thing in Mondello and it was absolutely class. However, with this, you're going to have a little task to complete as well because you're going to be in the back of the car answering questions about your partner and the winner wins a class prize from Blanchardstown Centre, your number one choice for shopping and date nights this Valentine's
Day. Yeah, you're going to win dinner for two at their brand new luxury restaurant, which is called Kaizen, and then go to a lovely movie at the Odeon. What's that one with the Andrew Garfield and Florence Pugh out at the moment?
Oh yeah, We Live in Time.
No, that's
the Nicole Kidman one.
Oh, this is the Nicole Kidman one, Baby Girl.
That's
maybe
sexy
go see
one.
That. That's the sexy one. Or maybe go see the Andrew Garfield, what, the other one. Or there's many others that you could go to. And then, how about a shopping spree worth €250 as well?
I feel like this is very much a win-win situation because a lot of people were just very, very happy with the Mondello experience anyway.
Definitely.
But just to give you kind of a teaser or a vibe of the type of questions that we might be asking you when it comes to what you'd be asked in the back of the car.
The Mr. and Mrs., yeah.
I know that we're not in a relationship, the three of us, but sometimes it feels like we are.
Well, sometimes it really does.
So let's just see how well you guys know me and then maybe we'll be able to mix it up.
Okay.
So we'll start with you, Dave. Let's see how much you've been listening. What breed of dog is my family dog, Kobe?
He's a golden retriever.
Perfect. Well done. Just like
well
that.
Done, Dave.
Thank you.
Aisling.
Hello.
What shoe size am I now?
Oh, so you thought you were one and then you're up to another. I think you thought you were a five and now you're a six.
I'm now a six.
Oh,
my
very good.
Feet are growing rapidly. It's scary.
Thank you.
Dave, what TV show do I describe as my go-to when I'm stuck?
Oh, it's either one of two. No, it could be three. You talk about Schitt's Creek, you talk about Sex and the City, and you also talk about New Girl. I want to say New Girl.
You'd be absolutely correct.
Yeah, I would have gone with New Girl as well.
Well done. Aisling, how many tattoos do I have?
Oh.
That's going to take me a while, but I'm going to just not waste too much time and just say... Five.
Five.
It's five or six.
Five.
Seven.
Is it seven?
It's eight.
Oh. Eight tattoos. Probably eight too many. But
three secret ones on her bum.
Dave, I often talk about my housemate Emer on the show. For how many years have we lived together?
You and Emer have lived together since 2019. So that would be 5 years.
Oh my God, you're a freak.
Wow, that was good.
Aisling, the one thing I feel I can make well is leek and potato soup. What is the extra veg?
Carrot.
Yes.
They were good questions.
Very good.
And I got all of them correct. I'm such a good friend.
Oh God, you are such good friends. We'd be winning the prize if it was us.
We would.
So listen, if you want to get involved, just head to spin103.com or if you couldn't be arsed, just send us a Valentine's emoji of your choice and we'll send you the link back to get yourself registered. It's going to be good crack.
But Aisling wouldn't be getting the prize because she got one wrong and
she
I didn't.
Did.
Thanks for the reminder, Dave.
So Dave won.
So I won.
Yeah, sorry.
Just be aware.
It's important to point that out when it happens.
It's very rare.
We have something very special to celebrate on the show this morning.
Oh, yeah?
Happy birthday to the Deposit Return Scheme.
Yay!
Woo-hoo! Yes. Tomorrow marks 1 year since the Deposit Return Scheme came
into effect. 1 year?
Oh my God. I thought it was much younger than that now.
Same.
But it's really old in the tooth now.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know.
They're all in bits.
If you don't know what the hell we're talking about, you do know. It is, of course, the system whereby you get charged an extra 25 or 15 cent for bottles and cans.
Yay!
But if you bring them back, you get the money back.
Woo! Woo! We're in the money.
We're going to play some party games today just to celebrate. We're going to play Tip the Can.
Yeah, very good. Very clever.
Instead of pass the parcel, pass the bottle.
Yeah. Okay.
We're going to say kind of cops and robbers and cans and robbers.
Yeah.
Spin the bottle.
Yes!
That's the one.
Nice one. Instead of hide and seek, hide and bottle.
Oh, yeah.
And then instead of duck, duck, goose, bottle, bottle, can.
Hey!
Woohoo! Producer Callum has made an incredible bottle and can return scheme party mix for us. Hit it, Emma. Get ready to celebrate the deposit return scheme!
Beautiful.
I love that.
Well done. Oh, I love it. An excellent party mix.
Fantastic party mix. What a day, guys.
Oh,
I'm
brilliant.
So glad we have the Bridgie Banker to recover from this celebration tonight. Yeah. I personally plan to celebrate by going in with a voucher I earned for my biggest ever bottle and can.
You haven't used it yet?
No,
spent it.
It's in the back of my phone. I'm waiting for something special because it's worth €7.75.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, wow. Big one. So I was thinking maybe we could like go around the room and like talk about our favourite deposit return scheme moments.
Go on.
I'll just kick it off, and it's got to be the time I brought back so many bottles and cans. I got €7.75.
I was just about to say, I think the most amount I ever got was €8.
Whoa!
€8, but it was like a giant bin bag, and I remember putting in those bottles, and I didn't even mind that it was all spilling into my wrist and down my sleeve, and then telling me, oh, by the way, that doesn't have the logo on it, so that has to just go beside it. And then I got €8. What a feeling.
I remember my first bottle.
Your first bottle.
I through the system.
I do remember my first.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
What was yours?
I think it was a shocking, I know, by the way. It was a can of Rock Shandy. Club Orange Rock Shandy.
Nice. Mine was also of the orange variety. It was a bottle of Tropicana.
And Emma.
Wow.
And Emma, yeah, you're sort of quiet on this. What's your best memories of the deposit return?
I like watching other people kind of...
Sorry?
I've never actually used it yet.
What?
Sorry, what?
Huh?
I have never actually returned any bottles or cans.
What?
Never.
Never. Not once.
You've not put a can into the thing.
No.
You've never got your little receipt.
No, I don't even know what that is. I don't even know what vouchers you're talking about. I'm confused.
Oh my God.
Do you hate this country?
Oh my God.
Do you hate the
environment?
This system.
Do you hate recycling?
I recycle. I've always recycled.
Are you made of money?
I just don't want all like smelly stuff hanging around the house. Anyway,
so where do your cans go?
Look, listen, actually, I realise that's a really terrible thing to say. I need to improve.
Okay. Where do your cans go?
In the recycling bin.
You could have a mortgage for a house by now you had been
the
using the system. I can't tell you how much money I've made.
If you're drinking a million cans of Coke a day, you could have a mortgage by now.
A million cans, yeah. No, it is shameful and I apologise. I do think I'm one of the minorities.
It's so fun.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yes, the crunch.
Oh my God, a Sunday evening, trip to the shop and you queue up with 17 other people.
Do you know what I always think as well? The amount you spend on, like, or the damage you're doing with the petrol for the specific extra trip to the shop, surely.
Why don't you go into the shop anyway? To do your shopping.
Yeah, you don't go specifically for the deposit return.
Oh, I do. Oh, I do.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, people on WhatsApp are sharing their favourite deposit scheme.
Oh, thank God.
Trish has been in touch. Trish said she got €10.17.
Whoa!
After a house party.
I was going to say, if she got 17, that'd be incredible because it's in multiple of five.
But she left the receipt in the machine and never got the token.
We've
got a message in from Rachel. Rachel's saying it's her birthday too and she's loving the birthday for the deposit return.
Happy birthday, Rachel.
And another message in from Caroline. I haven't been to a recycling station either.
Yay!
Boom!
Kicked out of the party.
Hey, Caroline, maybe we'll do a but maybe we'll both give it a lash over the weekend, will we?
And yeah, report back, do that.
See how it feels, maybe.
And one more in there from Niamh. We got a €45 one and a separate one for €42.
Dear God!
Wow, your deposit scheme millionaire, Sandra, €30.75. So many deposit scheme memories, guys.
You must have been saving up since you were 12. You knew this was coming.
Oh, my God.
No.
This one, I was the first person ever to return something in my local Lidl.
Ring her! Ring him!
What a great
Ring
day.
The first person in the country.
What a great
in
day.
In that separate Lidl. Wow. And 3.5 bags full got me €27 from Camilla. Wow.
This is the best day ever.
Oh, my God.
Happy birthday deposit return system.
I will, come on. I do feel bad. I'll sort myself out, okay?
You should.
I will.
It's
you know
so
what?
Fun.
We don't need you. We've got people doing God's work.
It is the last Friday of the month. It's also the last day of January. Thank be to Jesus. And every single last Friday of the month, we play the shortest quiz. Now, this is something that we started a couple of years ago on the shortest day of the year, and it was so much fun. We said, let's just bring it back on a monthly basis.
It's a hell of a lot of chaos, though. It's absolute chaos in the radio. If we ring you, please turn down your radio in the background.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Christmas, we just before Christmas, we brought out a game called the Girly Quiz Board Game, and we have some extra stock left over. So we said, in honour of a being the end of a very long month, mm-hmm. we're going to give away Girly Quiz board games mm-hmm. as the prize on the shortest quiz today.
If you want to get on air, win yourself a Girly Quiz board game and just have a bit of a crack on a Friday, it's just the word short in a WhatsApp to 087 711 103. Deep breath. Sam, we're looking for you. Sam, welcome to the shortest quiz. How are you?
Morning, Sam.
Hey. Good, how are you?
Here we go. Can penguins fly?
No.
Great. Well done. Nice one, Sam. You've just won yourself a Girly Quiz board game.
Oh, brilliant. Delighted.
Well done. Gotta go.
Have a great day, Sam. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye.
Last bye.
Where are you, Leah? Come on.
Hello.
Welcome to the shortest quiz, Leah.
Hi, Leah.
Oh, hi.
How are you?
Leah, here we go. Tennis ball shape.
Round.
Yes.
I mean, by the skinnier teeth.
I'd say we're looking for sphere.
Sphere is what we're looking for, but we'll give it to you. Girly Quiz board game on the way to you, Leah.
Brilliant. Thank you so much,
You're
guys.
Welcome.
Bye.
Bye, Leah.
I so would have said round. Looking for you now, Richard. Morning, Richard.
Morning.
Welcome.
Welcome, Richard. Here's your question. Oscar Award winner.
Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have been able to do that on the spot. Well done, Richard.
Nice one, Richard. A Girly Quiz board game on the way to you.
Yay!
Woo! Yay!
Good
Bye-bye.
Luck.
Now, Cass, we're looking for you.
Hello?
Cass, morning. It's Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Morning.
We're going to do a bit of Gaeilge. Pogue my what?
Pogue.
Pogue my poke.
Pogue my hole.
Sure. Try that again there, Cass. Pogue my what?
Pogue my hole.
Hole.
Yes.
Very good. I thought you said something else.
You've won yourself a Girly Quiz board game, Cat. Thanks.
Brilliant. Well. Thank you.
Bye.
Dog, we're calling you.
It's Tony. Hey, Tony. Hello? Welcome to the shortest quiz.
Hey, Tony.
How are you?
Tony, good. Ready for your question?
Yeah, go on.
Firework noise. Nice one, Tony. A Girly Quiz board game is on the way to you.
Oh, my God. Thanks so much.
You're so Brilliant. Welcome. Have a great day.
Bye.
Thank you.
That was just brilliant, wasn't it? Yeah. She did that. Laura, looking for you now.
That was a way longer.
Hey, Laura, welcome to the shortest quiz.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Hi, Laura, here's your question. Female Saint Kildare.
Oh, Jesus. That's not him,
anyway. It's not Jesus.
Come on. Bank holiday, Saint.
Oh God, Laura, you were nearly kicked out off the show and out of church. Congratulations, a Girly Quiz board came on the way to you.
Brilliant. Thanks so much, guys.
Well done.
Good bye.
Last player.
For now.
Yeah. Hello.
Hi, Emma. Welcome to the shortest quiz.
Morning, Emma.
Morning.
Hi.
Hello.
You ready?
Yeah.
Homer, Bart and Maggie. What?
Simpson?
Yeah.
Yes.
Very
Don't
good,
doubt
Emma.
Yourself, girl. You won yourself a girly quiz board game.
Yay, thank you.
Congrats, Emma. Have a great day.
You too, bye.
Bye, bye, bye. Shin. For now.
For now.
Would you like to come on air? Would you like to win yourself a girly quiz board game? It is short in a WhatsApp. What a morning for the Bonner household.
Ah, it's all go.
What's going on with the Bonner household?
We're currently sitting in the studio and the telly is on and we're watching Ireland AM here in the studio.
Which I have to say we don't normally do. Our focus is always on you.
No, we're not normally watching telly while we're on the show.
Promise.
But the reason is because my mom is on Ireland AM.
Woo!
Mick is on the telly!
So because my mom is a teacher in Kildare in School Nave Breed, which is something about St. Bridget.
There she is.
It's the St. Bridget's weekend. My mom's class is being filmed on Ireland AM right now. And I can, my mom, move to the left. Mom, you're behind her head.
Didn't they also have the radio on? I hope they do.
Yeah, I know. Oh, there she is.
There's her shoulder.
There's her elbow. Oh, it's very exciting.
1 second now, let's hear.
Well, that's not my mom.
That's not your mom.
But she was. She did a wonderful interview earlier, your mom.
She did an interview nice and early.
Paul is doing an excellent job at hiding from the camera.
She's rambling around. She's giving, like, really attentive teacher vibes.
She is, yeah.
If I was a teacher now, I'd be like, Miss, how come you're so nice today? Is it because of the cameras, Miss?
Here I go. Spins fully charged. Feels so good.
Ready or not,
you're
up. Spin.
Hi, it is the last day of January.
Whoa, thank God for
we
that.
Did it, Joe.
Well done to everyone who did Dry January as well.
Yes, wow.
That's very good.
Have a bloody great weekend if you did that.
Right, it's time to get it sorted. Valentine's Day is 2 weeks out, 2 weeks today. Friday the 14th.
God, it is.
It will be Valentine's Day. And in case you're like, oh, Christ, forgot about that. Listen up, this week in the show, we're getting ready for Valentine's with flowers.ie.
Yeah, we got new seasonal flowers. They're here early, tulips in pink, white, and a mix of pink, white, and yellow as well. And they're perfect for any occasion. Plus, the same and next day flower delivery in Ireland.
Sort you out nice and early. We have a €200 flowers.ie voucher for you to win. Just one left. And just one poem left as well.
Oh, no.
From Will AI Am Shakespeare, who is our AI poet. He's been writing poetry about celebrities all week. And if you think you know the celeb he's talking about, message us over their name to 087-711-1038 to win.
Should we have a listen?
Yeah.
Go on.
Roses are red. I'm thinking out loud. But if you don't text back, I'll sing really loud. Violets are blue. This might sound absurd, but I fell for you. Like bad habits occurred.
Very good.
I got two.
I got three.
You got three?
Three.
I got two clues.
I like how they rhymed aloud with aloud.
Yeah, very good.
An excellent trait for a poet.
Yeah.
We're trying to figure out which celebrity Will AI Am Shakespeare has penned a poem about this morning. Get your answer over to us on WhatsApp.
Roses are red. I'm thinking out loud. But if you don't text back, I'll sing really loud. Violets are blue. This might sound absurd, but I fell for you. Like bad habits occurred.
Just three this morning, I think.
The second one is tough. It's just kind of like sprinkled in there.
Another thing that I liked was the breaking up of roses are red, violets are blue. Started with roses are red and the next verse went into violets are blue.
Yeah. Did you just like that, or did it annoy you? That's just my critical assessment
of the poem.
So he won't be back until next year, hopefully.
No.
Aw, boo.
See you later anyway, William.
Yeah. Mm. All right, get in touch now with which celebrity you think he was writing about this morning, and you could win yourself a €200 flowers.ie voucher.
Nice.
2 weeks out from Valentine's.
Morning, lads. I'm going to London tomorrow morning.
I hate London. I don't know why.
I just don't like flying to the UK because I feel like you're longer in the airport than you are in the plane.
I just
hate that so much. I don't mind London and stuff. It's fine. I just hate going there. It's the worst thing ever.
Do you like London as a city?
No. No, not at all.
I think you're wrong about that one.
What, you think I'm wrong in my own opinion?
Yeah, I think you do. I think you're going to have a good time. You're going to be like, actually like London.
Well, you see, I'm not really going out or anything. I'm going to my girlfriend's nieces and nephews, right? They're like little babies. Like, they're obviously, I'm going to, not that they don't own a house, but their parents own a house. So we're going to my girlfriend's brother's house in London.
Right, so it's a bit of an admin trip.
It is, and they live in Brentford, and we're going to a Brentford match. We're going to Brentford versus Spurs.
Oh.
Oh, so that's fun, football.
It, which will be a bit of crack. I'm looking forward to it, but I'm thinking about wearing the United jersey. Just because I have a real want to get beaten up, you know?
Oh, really? Is that really bad to do?
Yeah.
Are you in a self-sabotage kind of place?
Yeah, no, I promise you, I'm not going to do that. Don't worry. That would be very, very bad. But the reason we're going over is because she has a niece and a nephew. They're twins, right? And honestly, I've seen so many videos and pictures of them. I feel like they're celebrities now. So I'm getting real excited to meet them.
Aww.
Because they're kind of like characters in my life now without having ever met them.
Are they cute?
Very, very cute.
Age?
They're like two.
Fun.
So, Cara and Teddy.
Oh, Teddy.
How cute is that?
I love it.
So I'm going babysitting for the weekend.
London.
That's what I'm doing in London.
That's so funny.
And then going to a Brentford match. So it's going to be a weekend of firsts. A weekend of firsts.
Are you bringing any gifts for Cara and Teddy?
Oh crap, I didn't think of that.
Just
Toblerone. Yeah, great.
Too smart. Yeah. Honestly.
Sure,
honestly.
They've teeth strong enough for that.
Exactly. Getting you ready for Valentine's with flowers.ie all this week with new seasonal flowers. They're here early.
Yes, they have tulips in pink, white and a mix of pink, white and yellow. And they're perfect for any occasion. Plus, there's same and next day flower delivery in Ireland, which is key if you're a little bit of a last minute.
Yeah.
Sally.
We had our AI poet back on the show this week. His name is Will A.I.M. Shakespeare, and he's been talking about a particular celebrity in his poem.
Spoiler alert. He's useless.
He's not great. But despite that, Leanna thinks she knows. Any plans for the bank holiday weekend, Leanna?
No plans. No. What are you at anyway?
Okay, good. Maybe some last minute plans to celebrate Bridget.
I thought you said, what are he at anyway?
No, as of yet, I think she said.
What are you at?
On
a
Friday.
Oh, yeah, we've nothing going on, Leanna. All right, Leanna, you could potentially be winning a €200 flowers.ie voucher. All you had to do was listen out for Will A.I.M. Shakespeare.
Yeah, this is the poem you heard, and you need to figure out what celebrity he's writing about.
Roses are red, I'm thinking out loud. But if you don't text back, I'll sing really loud. Violets are blue. This might sound absurd, but I fell for you. Like bad habits occurred.
Yeah, the violets are blue being halfway through the poem is a bit bizarre.
And it annoys me the way it says, and I fell for you like bad habits occurred. Like, that doesn't... That's
yeah, it's bizarre. But it's bizarre, but it is what it is, Leanna. What do you think? Who is that celebrity that Will A.I.M. Shakespeare is talking about?
I'm hoping it's Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran, all right. That's
do you want to win or something?
Over to Will A.I.M. Nice. Shakespeare, and let's see if you're correct.
You've got it correct. I'm dreaming about the shape of Ed Sheeran today. Ooh. Right, back in my A.I. hole I go. See you next Valentine's.
Oh, God.
He's such a creep.
Yes, back into your AI hole, you little weirdo.
What is the shape of Ed Sheeran?
Is it like, I'm in love with the shape of you?
That's yeah.
Oh, yeah, but it's still strange.
I just think of, like, I don't know, Play-Doh or something. That's what I think shape of Ed
Sorry
Sheeran
to make you feel uncomfortable, Leanna, but you've won yourself the €200 flowers out of e voucher.
Nice one, Leanna.
Oh, brilliant.
Who are you going to spend that on? Yourself or maybe someone else?
Myself, definitely.
Nice one. I like that confidence. Yeah,
I like it. Get the house all nice and flowery.
Oh, it's like you read my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. See you later, Leanna.
See you later, Leanna.
Bye, Leanna. Thanks.
Nice
Thanks
and flowery. I feel stupid now.
I feel like she got you good there.
She did. Yeah,
she was like, shut up, Dave.
You read my mind there. Coming up on 25 past 9 on a Friday.
Good morning. It is 24 past 9, as Emma just mentioned. And that means that we're allowed to do something a little bit like this.
Are we?
Yeah, we are, apparently. Okay. That's what producer Callum
said. Well, it is past the 9 a.m. watershed.
Exactly. So, there's your warning. This bit is a little bit fouled. So it's all based on a thing that I got from my friend. So she's in a book club. She recently moved to Ennis and she joined a book club to meet some people.
What a queen.
I know. And the first book that they're reading in her book club is Intermezzo, which is the new Sally Rooney book.
Oh, yeah.
That came out last year. And I've read that book and I really, really enjoyed it. Yeah. And if you've read any Sally Rooney, you will know she does not shy away from a bit of... So on, so
hubba,
forth.
Hubba,
yeah, exactly. And my friend texted me on Tuesday and was like, Ashley, I'm really stressed out. Book club is in 2 days. I'm halfway through the book.
No.
I was like, no good. And she said, so to kind of speed up the reading process, I've been listening to the book on an audiobook while I'm driving into work, as well as reading the physical book at night.
Very good. She'll be listening to Spin. That's an absolute disgrace.
Ah, she's in the West. She can't get it. It's all good. And she said, but I'm feeling so weird with the sex scenes being read to me in the car.
Yeah, I hear you. Because like that's something that you kind of, I'd be reading it going, oh, genie.
Yeah, because it's one thing reading it yourself, but she was like, it's so weird listening to a person like seriously delivering them to me.
Even for the person who's narrating that, that's tough to kind of get through it and keep a straight face, I'd imagine.
Really tough. She was like, I feel like the woman in Cork and Millish. If anybody gets that reference, she's reading a dirty book.
Yes.
And she was like, I feel so naughty. And like, she's a teacher. She's like, I'm rocking into school. And I'm like, oh, turn down the volume. Like, this sounds so bad. So then I started thinking about, yeah, like, what if you were the person who got the gig to read a book as an audiobook? You'd be buzzing. And then you're like, I want to read that.
Yeah. Imagine doing it for 50 Shades of Grey or one of them.
Yeah, ooh. I know. Horribly awkward. And so I'm going to put us all through that now. And I have taken some raunchy passages from the Sally Rooney book, Intermezzo. And I would like us all to read them as if we were reading the audio book.
Okay, so, is it quite neutral?
Yeah,
or will we get into it?
I don't think you can really get like into the...
What you notice about audiobooks is there's no, like, they don't even highlight words or like they literally just read.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah, nothing like, very professional. Okay, that's
See, I read old school wise, I read books.
Yes, I understand.
So this is your passage, Emma, I'm going to give to you, and I'm going to give yours, Dave.
Oh, Christ, Aisling.
I'll kick off, okay? Mm-hmm. Her eyes screwed shut underwater. Something brushes against her. Slick like the cold, smooth hide of a seal. Ivan's body. His lips pale, his skin white and pearlescent wet. Shoulders above the line of the water, teeth chattering. Out of sight and weightless, her arm floats itself to him. Tips of her fingers, she feels at his navel. Are you okay, she asks.
Oh.
Now that's light. A bit heftier.
Oh, I can see that.
Yeah.
Go on, Emma.
Well, I didn't like that.
Okay,
Did you feel weird?
Yeah.
Okay, I have a feeling you should look at the words like they're just letters.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get into. Okay, I'm not even going to look at you. Oh, God. Touching her with his hands, drawing her close to him, he kisses her lips. Mm-hmm. Parting her lips, she tastes the salt wet of his tongue, feels his hand in her hair. Drawing away from her, he says politely, thank you. Touching her lips, she answers, oh, well, thank you. You kiss very nicely.
Is that it done?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was picturing going. No, I'll tell you why. Because I was picturing me going to sleep, because that's the only time I ever listen to an audiobook, when I'm going to sleep. And I think you have a very neutral voice for an audiobook.
Thanks,
I thought that was very good.
Appreciate
there was nothing. There was absolutely nothing sexy about that whatsoever.
Thank you.
Okay, how about this? Soft the feeling of her body in his arms again. Soft. His hand touching her hip, her waist, and sensing her breath close. Her mouth wet, and they kiss. Deep, yes, the taste of her. At the back of her neck, warm. He traces his fingertips. Lifts her face to kiss once more, her mouth. Wet, depth of her mouth. Familiar. Sorry, who wrote this?
I didn't like that.
Sorry, this is so bland compared to what's in that book.
I know, but it's like, it's still gross. Family show.
Yeah,
you know, guys.
Yeah.
I felt I didn't like when you said the word wet or
I don't
or
like
lick.
The, yeah.
I didn't like the way he said deep.
Traces his fingertips was a real low point for me.
But we could all do it. I think we've learned.
Yeah, so if you have an audiobook company and you need us to be neutral and not sexy at all, then here we are.
This is the show for you.
Yeah.
One more time, deep. Yes, the taste of her. Dear God, actually.
Time for a bit of a fight on the show this morning.
Oh, what's going
one
on?
More
what
tune.
Is this?
You
huh? Are we
on?
Doing?
One
are we doing
tune.
One more tune
Did you
or
ask
something?
For the song One More Tune.
Oh, for God's sake!
It is that time of the week. Once a week, we get to pick a song that we really like, and there's a 33.3% chance that it will be heard on the radio station.
Is that true, though?
33.333333.
Because if I choose like a crap song,
yeah, there's a less chance.
There's a less chance that it's going to be chosen.
But there's lots of people out there who might like your crap song too. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, we all pick a song, and your job listening is to vote for the song that you want to hear in full, so you can vote for Emma, Dave, or Aisling, essentially. And this week, I've gone for this. Not gonna lie. I had a quick look on Spotify for songs released ages ago and I went, that's a tune. Forgot about that. Katy Perry and Dark Horse from the time when she used to release really good music. If you would like to hear it in full, Emma in a WhatsApp please to 087-711-1038.
Emma, do you know what? I'm going to tell you this. Not a bad choice. Unfortunately, it's not quite this. Deal. The things we lost in the fire.
They were great in their day.
I think they must have been in the fire.
You only get to hear Bastille when Dave picks them for his one more tune.
Exactly. Where else would you hear it? You know what I mean?
Literally nowhere.
And that's a shame. That's a real, real shame. So if you'd like to hear Bastille, the things we lost in the fire. It's Dave in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
So what else do you never hear anymore is my pick. Machine and a bit of a sleeper track from her, not one you've heard in a while.
You always hear Dog Days Are Over,
This one popped up. I was like, that is a tune, and it's called Ship to Wreck. If you want to hear it in full, it's Aisling to 087-711-1038.
Okay, please get your votes in on this because we need a winner to close the show on a bank holiday weekend. Will it be my pick, Dark Horse by Katy Perry? That's Emma in a WhatsApp, please.
Will it be my pick, Bastille, The Things We Lost in the Fire? That's Dave in a WhatsApp, please.
Or will it be my girl, Florence and the Machine, Ship to Wreck? Aisling now to 087-711-1038.
Handing over to our producer, Callum, for a public roasting.
Yes, are you ready? What a week it's been. We got the Longitude lineup announcement. Emma's making the cash machine call today.
Woo.
And it's the Bridgy Banker.
Woo.
But it can't all be good things. I welcome you to the worst bits of the week. And this week, it's a David Hammond special.
Oh, no.
Rule number one of radio, don't slag off the music.
Pause that. That's Dirty Cash on Spin.
Should be called Pause That. My bad.
I love that one.
Sorry to the head of music. Just so you're aware listening, the bosses did not enjoy that.
No, of course not. No.
That was one of my favourites. I should
have
got past that.
We played it again. We spoke about funny teacher names during the week. We got a Ms. Crocock and a Mr. Condon, which led to this horrific moment.
God, even I'd though his surname is legitimately Condon,
yes.
I presume that was played with quite a bit to facilitate the vice principal, Ms. Crocock. Okay, of course.
I'd say Ms. Crocock was buzzing when he went. Because it just feels better without a condom.
David! Oh my God!
A horrible moment for all of you. A horrible moment for all of you, but a real proud moment for me.
Yeah,
I really thought of that on the spot.
I know.
Yeah. Dave showed his true colours this week in the girly quiz.
Dave, please just give two reasons why a woman might decide to have a breast reduction.
To annoy her fella.
God, Dave, you had quite the week.
Real bratty about this.
Really bold.
And finally, I present this to you without any context whatsoever.
Emma, I can't believe you left me for a ventriloquist. I live in a box. My grandma stole my man. Your dog loves me more. Swapped your birth control with Tic Tacs. Aisling, I married your dad, but I want you back.
Brilliant.
It was because we played Is That a Jerry Springer topic on his show or not?
So much to catch up on our podcast, Fully Charged, Recharged.
Prefer the Dave
special.
Context.
Yes, I've been producer Callum. They have been the worst bits of this week.
Thank you very much. Okay, really running out of time on this. Which song do you want to close the show? Probably been a while since you heard a bit of Katy Perry's Dark Horse. That's Emma in a WhatsApp to get it on the air. 087-711-1038 is the number.
Or how about this one? The things we lost. Fire. It's Bastille. If you want that, it's Dave in a WhatsApp to the same number.
And if you want to go for my pick, it's this. That is good old Florence and the Machine, Ship to Wreck. And if you'd like to hear that in full, first time in a while, I'd say, it's Aisling to 087-711-1038.
Well, there you go. That is an Ellie Goulding song that has nothing to do with Calvin Harris and I think is stronger than any of her recent releases with Calvin Harris.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's
a really good banger. It's Ellie Goulding and Hypnotised on Spin. Good morning.
You've been voting for the last song of the show. Emma went for Katy Perry and Dark Horse. Dave went for Bastille, Things We Lost in the Fire. Ooh. And Ashley went for Florence and the Machine with Ship to Wreck. I can tell you in last place with 11% of the vote is Emma Nolan.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
33% of the vote coming in second place. So missing out is David Hammond. Oh. So with a whopping 55% of the vote is Aisling and Florence and the Machine.
Nice one. Okay, I haven't heard this.
Ah, this is a tune.
Enjoy your bank holiday weekends, okay?
Mind Bridgie yourself. Banker.
Have a good one.
Michaela's on the way. She'll give you all those cash machine details. Talk to you later.
Don't touch the sleeping pills,
amazing deals on activewear for all the ways you move are at Nordstrom Rack stores now.
How did I not know Rack has Adidas?
Oh, I love these new Nikes.
I always score at Rack.
Stock up on new gear from the best brands in the game, starting at just $40. Great brands, great prices. That's why you Rack.